Welcome to another episode of the More Gold Investors Podcast. This is none other than your co-host, Lakeisha Naidera, and
what's up, everybody? This is Aja Yasir.
And we are so happy to have you joining us once again. And we're even extra excited, super excited, because as you all know, we are near to our grand event that's going to be taking place August the 24th, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle Rocks and Rules the World. And right now, we are honored with one of our special guests who will be joining us and gracing the stage at this powerful Women in Business Entrepreneur Conference, and that is Ms. Ina Jones. Ina, are you with us?
Yes, thank you all for having me. I'm greatly appreciative to be here, and I can't wait for the event. I'm excited.
I'm excited also. And before we get into, you know, talking and chatting with Ina, I just wanted to just briefly just share just a little bit about who this powerhouse is. So Ina Jones is one of the first black women-owned cafe and farmers market franchise that will be owned by the community. Now, she's located out of Chicago, Illinois, and as the founder of Roots and Vine Produce and Cafe, Inc., a startup aiming to revolutionize the convenience store concept, connecting farmers to people and reconnecting people with real food. Roots and Vine core mission is to target and eliminate food deserts in blighted neighborhoods, create jobs for the community that we serve, as well as specialized franchise opportunities. Now, this mother of three is a caterer, a seasoned entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience and counting. She is also a self-published writer and owner of Everyday Butterfly Home Spa Collection, a self-care product line of 100% natural and organic ingredients. We are happy to have Ina not only on the show, but as one of our special featured presenters for The Hand That Rocks the Cradle Rocks and Rules the World. Now, this is important, everyone who's listening, because, you know, our theme is she's bold enough, she's brave enough to break all barriers, and that is exactly what Ms. Ina Jones is doing. So, Ina, welcome to the More Gold Investors family, and we thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity to not only talk with you, but just be a part of this awesome platform.
Thank you so much, and likewise, definitely. I greatly appreciate being on you guys' platform, too. I know that you're doing some great things, and I think this the event that you're having, I couldn't let it be in Chicago in my backyard and not try to be a part of it. I know what you're doing is such a great thing, and it's definitely needed, and to bring people together and keep people motivated, you know, keep entrepreneurs motivated, you know, we need those as much as we can get them.
This is Aja. I'm an urban farmer, and in your tagline it says there's more fruit in a rich man's shampoo than on a poor man's plate. And that is a powerful, powerful statement. How did you get into what you're doing with Roots and Vine?
You know what? It's been a business plan of mine for the past more than 5 years. And I had a daycare for 18 years. And even though I was good at it, it just wasn't what I wanted to do. I've always been passionate about food. And me being a chef, I am a chef, and been a caterer for more than half of my life. So food is like the one of the biggest things in my life, and really good food. And I'm really, really picky about – anybody that knows me knows how particular I am about food, and especially quality food. It doesn't matter about cost. It matters about quality. And I noticed you know, with me being a Whole Foods shopper before they were overtaken by Amazon, and me going to places where I know I can get quality food, it really bothered me that I couldn't get food in my own community. So one day, which I'm an avid reader, and I was reading a report from the Chicago World Business thing they put out, this big thing that they put out, and it was like every community needs to be doing something, you know, to help us stay globally competitive. And so I'm like, what can we do in our community that we can be globally competitive? And so I don't shop at corner stores, but it was all these puzzle pieces, you know, were just going off in my head. And with me shopping at Whole Foods, and I'm not able to get all the things that I want and need from Whole Foods, which was truly frustrating. And I would mean like simple things, like different kinds of beans that I like, different kind of grains that I like, different kind of fruits and vegetables that I like. Unless I traipse in my car, drive 5, 10, 12 miles in traffic, and then I'm tired because now, I'm going to get some Popeyes on the way home because now I don't feel like cooking because I have to go through all that just to get to a store. When for something simple as me being able to send my child to the corner store should be accessible to me to get an onion, a bell pepper, a pineapple, you know, some coconut water or whatever, you know, coconut milk if I want to make some curry, anything, I should be able to do that. And so I'm like, well, I don't see it being done, so I can do it. I'll do it. And I closed my daycare to do this venture, you know, and put a Roots and Vine in every community. You know, it's definitely our goal to put, and since they're, we're revolutionizing the corner store. You know, we're not going to be on on these big main streets. We're going to be within the community, within walking distance of the community, and offering all the things that we like, you know, alongside a cafe, fresh produce and bulk dry goods, alongside a cafe. The cafe is important because so many people in our community don't take advantage of the bonding and consumption experience, which is, you know, just an American culture of its own. And that's just, you know, going out for a cup of coffee. If us three wanted to meet right now for a cup of coffee in Roseland, where would we go? We would have to go outside of our community. And this is a community of more than 30,000, 40,000 people, but we don't have a coffee shop. You know, we don't have something as simple as a coffee shop. So, you know, just a place to sit down and connect. You know, everybody can't fit in Starbucks. Everybody, Dunkin' Donuts is not conducive to, you know, networking. You know, we can't have coffee at the library. You know, all of these different things that are conducive. So I created the environment. You know, I am creating the environments in which we can enjoy these things within the comfort of our own community.
That's so powerful. And, you know, Ina, this is mostly, like Shea and I mostly talk about real estate investing because we are real estate investors in addition to being serial entrepreneurs. But a great part of being a real estate investor is wanting to invest in neighborhoods that are walkable. So how will Roots and Vine help property values and communities?
Oh, most definitely. We do have a real estate aspect to the company, our business plan, outside of our business plan. So we want to be an anchor business for residents in the community and other businesses to gravitate toward us to help us make our communities walkable, to help us make our communities be more resourceful, to help our community. And when those resources come, when those businesses come, it'll definitely bring up the property value. It'll definitely bring people in the community who want to take care of the community and nurture the community. Yeah, so there is so much value in just having access to food, having access to real food, because wherever food goes, quality is not far from it. You know, so if you have garbage food, more than likely you have garbage communities. If you have quality food, 9 times out of 10, you have quality people who appreciate that quality, who have a standard of living amongst themselves, and they, you know, they'll gravitate towards that. You know, so if the good push out the bad kind of scenario, and it'll take time, but it'll definitely happen.
You know, Ina, I'm listening, and I'm just, you don't even know. Aja, y'all don't even know how excited I am just sitting listening to you, Ina. Tell us about your plans and just tell us about the things that you're working towards and what you're doing, because this is the type of thing, these are the type of things that help the world go round. When I think about the hand that rocks the cradle, okay, rocks and rules the world, the reason that the hand that's rocking the cradle, which is the woman, the reason that it can rock and rule the world is because of the power that the woman possesses. She is the mother of the universe. Everything comes from her, including ideals. So when I listen to you starting off, like you said, as a daycare and understanding and recognizing the need in the community, you said a very key thing. And Aja and I, we talk a lot about this on our podcast. You pointed out that you saw the need and you decided that you were going to get up and satisfy the need. Like, who are we waiting for? And I think oftentimes in other communities, you know, we see things all the time, you know, coming up, new buildings and, you know, little shops and things like that. And then sometimes, you know, we will see, we'll have conversations with people and say, oh, that'll be nice. But you said, let me take it to another level. That'll be nice. But, hell, why not me? What am I waiting on?
Yeah, I am a naturally fearless person. I don't see limitations for whatever reason. You know, God bestowed that problem on me. Is mine there? But it's hard for me to see limitations. I really don't. And it's like I'm going to try to do it. All it can do is not work. You know, and if it don't work, then I'm educated to, you know, I'm educated at that point to figure out what didn't work and maybe give it another shot. You know, so that it's just my dribble and shoot, hope for the best, you know, type of thing. And yeah, I live in a community. I should be able to get what I want in my community without being fearful or feeling like I have to go somewhere else to get what I need, you know, and give my money to another community that won't in turn give any of that money back. You know, and it's just, you know, or give anything back. You know, people be in our community, in our neighborhoods, and they take. They take our resources, take our money, and, you know, if we need a $5 donation for a block club party, you know, we getting a side eye. You know, and if we giving back to our community every day amongst ourselves, you know, then we don't have to be grateful for those, you know, petty handouts, you know. So I really want to be an anchor for our community every day, and it's definitely our goal to put one in every zip code, put a Roots and Vine Produce and Cafe in every zip code, starting right here in Chicago, and, you know, and definitely moving nationwide.
So you're right.
Like you say, who is this woman?
Because
she got me fired up.
This is me, Ina. That's what's up.
Okay,
Thank you.
Ina, you mentioned that you are fearless. Can you pinpoint something in your life that pushed you to become fearless?
You know, it's just truly naturally in me that I felt this same way that I've always felt my entire life. I'm not a big TV watcher, so I'm not easily influenced by other people's opinion. I'm a big reader, which helps me, you know, use my own imagination. And I've always been a big reader. I've always been really, I have a really strong character about myself. And I don't know why. It's just innately in me. I'm a big affirmation person, big, you know, reader, and I've had this, I can contribute it to definitely me being a huge reader. And this poem called I Am Me and I Am Okay was on my bedroom wall, and I bought it, it was the first thing I bought for myself, and I think I was like 11 or 12 years old, from it was a place called Love Yourself or Do for Yourself or something to that nature, and it was in Jewtown, and it was it's on the tip of my tongue, I cannot think of it, but it was a poster, and it was called I Am Me and I Am Okay, and I would read that poster every day. It was on my bedroom wall, and I guess it was my the footprint to my life, you know, and affirmation and a vision board before I even recognized what vision boards were. And it was just a habit for me to read it, and it just became a part of me. And, you know, so I lived my life according to those words. I'm me and I'm okay. My thoughts are okay. What I feel about myself is okay. What I look like is okay. What I think is okay. If I want to try to do something, it's okay for me to try. And I really haven't had any mentors, you know, or anybody to guide me in anything that I've tried to do. I've just been resourceful and definitely fearless and never afraid to ask questions, never afraid to be the only woman in the room, never afraid to be the only black thing in the room, never afraid to be the youngest thing in the room or the oldest. It was just, if I feel it's valuable to who I am and what I want to do and what I can offer, you know, other people and what I can share with other people, doesn't always have to benefit me, I'm a go. And I'm a be a part of it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it just does not. You know, don't know why still, but it is just who I am.
Wow, you know, as I listen to you, I'm like, oh my God, we all three of us that's on this line, we share a lot in common, because I believe that, first of all, there is no such thing as a coincidence. There's definitely a divine purpose and reason that Ina is a part of this platform, because, you know, when you are working towards specific goals, then the universe opens itself up, and it brings forth those people who are either working on similar goals or working on goals and things that match you in some kind of way, for the purpose of you all or us creating a pack, a group. You know, I think about, as I'm listening to you, Ina, and as we're sharing and you're talking about who you are and your influence, I keep thinking about, you know, the pack of lions that's rolling together, you know, walking together, doing,
absolutely,
you know, the same, you know, with some of the same goals in mind, which is to rock and roll, you know.
Absolutely. And you say, what you're seeking is seeking you. It's definitely, yeah, the law of attraction. And when you're passionate about something, either it, people and things will line up.
Absolutely. And things have definitely lined up. You know, I am grateful, you know, even just when I think about how we came to be, and just the connection that, you know, we were able to make with you through our mutual business partner, which is Lynn, you know, from By the Block. I can't leave,
yeah,
that out, because it's her platform that we both are a part of. And I want you to tell me a little bit about your relationship with By the Block and how that has helped you to get to where you are right now, you know, with Roots and the Vine?
Well, yeah, I was definitely, they definitely helped me raise the money that I needed to, we raised a little more than $35,000. And I reached 100% of my goal. It took a little while, took a little bit more than I think about 6 months, but we definitely met our goal, and it was able for me to help square away site control on our third, which will be our third location. We will have three locations this year. We're working on a one in Morgan Park. That's under renovation. One we're doing with Trinity Church, with the Monty Village, and another location in Englewood. So it definitely got me a lot of exposure. I met a lot of people, connected with a lot of people. I've gotten invitations to put, you know, just being on their platform helped me connect with people all, as far as London, England. People want a Roots and Vines in London, England, all over the country. I have more than 200 franchise requests, you know, that we'll be rolling out as soon as possible. Definitely it was a great experience. It was truly a great experience. I'm grateful for Lynn and by the block. Even though a lot of people were telling me to go on to do it on WeFunder and all of these other different programs, and I probably would have been able to make my money faster, but I really wanted to to give somebody who I feel is a company who I feel has a great opportunity to help leverage and is within the community and know about the community and intimate with the community, the chance to help Roots and Vine, you know, be where we want it to be, so that we can, you know, one hand wash the other, both hands wash the face, and we can all grow together and see, you know, where these things can go. So yes. By the block, you know, they did a great thing for me, and I want to grow and show people that they can do a great thing for them too.
You know, you say what you're sharing with the audience is so important, because it's about building relationships. It's not always just about what you can get out of the deal, but when you meet people who you know are great and who are doing great things for the community, the partnership is a lot more than just what can I put in my pocketbook. How can I add value?
And how fast you can go, you know.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 10,000%. You know, that is one of our reasons we're also working with By the Block, because they're doing some phenomenal things. And I know that that type of effect that they're having and the type of effect that they are going to have, you know, with future generations. See, because it starts right now. It starts with us. That's why that lion pack keeps coming to my mind, because even as I think about the hand that rocks the cradle, rocks and rules the world, entrepreneurial and business conference, and all the women that's going to be on the platform, when I think about that, I get so excited for the future generation, because it's not just about more gold investors. Surely myself and Aja, you know, we could have decided that we were the ones that were going to be featured, you know, but we knew that our future right now, you know, other young ladies, other young men who are entrepreneurs, who may not even know if this is what they want to do, but they may have an idea, who are not quite sure as to the direction that they want to go in. We knew that they needed to hear from people just like Ina Jones. We knew that they needed to hear from people like Lynn of By the Block. And I'm happy to announce that Lynn, of course, she was one of the first people that we asked to become a part of this conference because of some of the great work that she's doing. She's such an awesome woman, a beautiful heart, soul, and she has so much to offer, like yourself and like all the other women that's going to be on that platform. And that's why it's important for us, you know, to not only share our stories, but also to be that example so that when
Absolutely.
Our grandchildren look back, they'll be like, that was grandma. My grandmother did that. And if you notice that one of the women, you know, that we definitely highlighted, you know, was our dear sister rolling in the truck. I don't know if you recall the, you know, with the flyer in the background. You know, we got Madam C.J. Walker rolling. And so it's the spirit of ancestors like Madam C.J. Walker and other women who have paved the way, whose energy that we are pulling from, who
Absolutely.
Have done those things that you're doing, Ina, that have done those things that Aja's doing. And even when Aja got, you know, started, I knew she was going to get excited and with this conversation with you because she is a farmer. She's an urban farmer. She has a farm in Gary where she believes in the power of bringing forth, you know, the best food from this great earth and from this great soil. She knows the plight, you know, of going to stores and them not having the finer foods that she desires. She's a very
Absolutely.
Picky,
and
like
it's our, that's another mm-hmm. one of our goals. We I recognize that black farmers are so disenfranchised. You know, and I put it on my Instagram, you know, a while back that people don't understand the detriment that our food is becoming to be in the hands of other people who don't look like us and who don't have our well-being, our best well-being at heart. Because in Illinois alone, and this is according to the Chicago Tribune, there are 72,000 farmers in Illinois. In only the state of Illinois, only 59 of them are black. So
wow.
if that ratio does not disturb you, you know, and you eat food every day, you have a problem.
You have a problem.
You know, if that does not bother you, so it is our goal to use black farmers, urban growers, and co-ops to be our suppliers for our produce and a lot of our shelf-stable items. Like, you know, the spaghetti sauces that we're not selling ragu, but if a farmer of ours making spaghetti sauce, we're selling that. If they're making chow chow, we're selling that. If they're selling, you know, tomato relish, we're selling that. If they're selling honey and barbecue sauces, and we're selling that to help them increase their economic threshold, be able to hold on to their land, you know, and all of those different things and be able to get purchase orders from them. And as we grow, they grow. And as we grow, they're able to buy more land, hold more land, and have it for longer generations. You know, so that's another part of Roots and, you know, a dedicated part of Roots and Vine. We really, really support black farmers, co-ops, and urban growers, you know, with herbs and, you know, medicinal herbs and all of those different things that we need in our community, we want to get it from them.
That is absolutely awesome, Ina. I just want to, as we wrap up this conversation, because, see, this is the thing, even though we're doing this podcast, we ain't trying to give away all the tea.
Okay.
We want to save some of this juicy juice for August the 24th, okay?
Yes.
The hand that rocks the cradle rocks and rules the world. As excited as I am and as I can keep going for another hour and a half with you about all the fabulousness that you're doing, but we'll save that. We will reserve that for the ears of those beautiful people that will be coming to join us in this Power Pack and Powerhouse Conference. But with that being said, I just want to, you know, briefly ask you, tell me a little bit more about your other company, because you are a serial entrepreneur and you do so many things, and there would not be even enough time right now for us to go over everything that you do. But can you just tell us about your other company, your book in particular, and, you know,
yes.
the other products that you sell?
Yes, Everyday Butterfly Enterprises, and that we have a Everyday Butterfly Home Spa Collection, which is 100% organic and natural ingredients, chemical-free and dye-free. And we sell body butters, African black soap, detox bath tea, body mud, you know, facial mud. It's a hair conditioner and you know, a lavender rose water. witch hazel, Yanni steam herbs, what we call our Max 5 body oil. Right now we're offering our products online at everydaybutterflyhomespa.com, and we have a location at 7400 South Stony Island, right across the street from the NOI Mosque. And you can get all of our products there. Definitely have them online. We have our body butters and everything are 100% shea butter, you know, with our Max 5 oil in it, and it's really healing. It's herbal based, you know. It's lightly fragranced. Because we want to be a true wellness to the skin, you know, true wellness for the body. So we don't have a lot of fragrance in our heavy laden fragrances, and no dyes, no colors, none of that. It's just the real pure, you know, everything is natural. Everything was organic, just pure ingredients in our self-care products.
Beautiful, Anna.
And everything is to relax with a good book, which is my first book, which is Everyday Butterfly. That can be found online on Amazon as a download or on our website. And we want to soon add other authors to our offering, except for just my book, which is a novel. It's fiction, and it's just a good, fun read.
Wow, you know, I know that's my favorite word on this episode. Wow, wow, wow. Absolutely amazing. You know, we thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and to join us on the More Goat Investors podcast, giving our listeners, you know, information that can help them to grow. And, you know, we just appreciate it. We love when we have people who we can interview and we can talk to, and they share, you know, similar goals and have a similar mindset. And you know, we're grateful. Definitely looking forward, you know, to you being on the stage on August the 24th, 2019, at the Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Rocks and Rules the World. Thank you, everyone, for listening in our listening audience, and we look forward to hearing from us in the future. Please make sure that you share and like, and don't forget to get your tickets now. You can do so by either going to Eventbrite and just typing in More Goat Investors or The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Rocks and Rules the World. You can also go and visit our website at www.moregoatinvestors.com. Peace, and thank you kindly.
Thank you so much, Ina. Have a great one, everybody. Thank you for listening to More Goat Investors Podcast.